So this is my recommendation. I don't know if it should go on our agenda as something we vote on, so that then first reading and then it goes to the committees for the second reading to get their input, or if we want them to look at it before we even vote on it.
I'll leave it up to you. Any council can bring forward anything at any time. So what are your thoughts?
I defer to members.
Well, no, I mean, I defer to the rest of the council.
I don't mind it coming forward since it needs two readings.
Yeah.
I don't mind bringing it forward, and if we vote for passage first, we can send it to the committee and come back.
Then if you're willing to put it on the agenda, I'd be happy to.
Yep,
just send it on the agenda. Yeah.
Okay. All right, so we're trying to wrap this thing up. The only last piece that I have is from what I have from the discussion tonight. Obviously, everybody understands the need for infrastructure and improvements. We understand that. Second piece seems like everybody understands that if there is an increase, you need to show what the increase is going towards. My question on it, too, is, and I haven't looked at it in a few years, but the whole Harbor Park redevelopment is a massive plan. I don't think, personally, that we can just send to the cruise industry the plan and say this is what we're going towards. I think you should really look at the next phase that you want to do. If this is going to be like a $2 increase, is going to go to what? More floats, more dangles, whatever it may be. Be a lot more specific, then it's a lot easier.
We have a public
because
landing.
That's a multi-million dollar.
There is a public landing redesign plan. I haven't seen it.
We've done that.
That is
available. Cruise Maine has actually, if this is not news, Cruise Maine has actually, when it was Cruise Maine, actually saw those designs and came to a meeting where Matt laid it out what the goal is as far as the public land.
I understand that. I just mean it's obviously something they have to pick at. If we increase $2, you're not going to be able to do that whole plan. I think you should be able to take a piece of that plan and say, this is our first phase in.
And we did that.
Which was what? I don't.
When we applied for these grants that Tom was talking about, we actually pulled out the public landing portion of those plans for the whole Harbor Park
redesign.
We met. We also met with Amy, went over everything, and she was like, yep, that's outstanding. It directly impacts the cruise industry as well as meets our requirements for the public landing portion of it to be able to segregate one side from the other.
And it complemented the community's needs as well.
Yeah, we're not talking $10 million here. We were more in the range of 1.2, which was feasible.
Yeah, but now we've got other issues, too, because now, since we have been successful with those grants, we have to divide the projects up between Fish Pier and Harbor, and unfortunately, the Fish Pier comes first, because that's crumbling, as we look, so this whole Harbor redesign and what we're thinking about could actually be further down the road than we're talking this evening.
Was there a specific part of that plan that you said? That was brought forward and said this is like first phase.
Right. Which the $1.2 million basically would address the public landing pier structure as well as another gangway, the ADA up to the pier itself. Right now it's pretty difficult for people to get up there.
Okay.
And it would also bring it into the existing boardwalk that our neighbors own.
And it was also a reconfiguration so that somebody who is going down to the dinghy dock didn't have to have any contact at all with cruise passengers or the cruise passengers with the dinghy docks.
So it solves a lot of problems for relatively lower amount. But anything in the harbor, $1 million.
$1 million.
But it was going towards the Fish Pier first.
No,
this is separate. It has nothing to do with just the project.
It's different,
It's splitting the two projects.
Our grant money was.
We're going to be doing grants for the Fish Pier right away, and then the Harbor grants will come down the road.
Yep. Okay, thank you everyone for attending. We're going to turn into a pumpkin, so we got to wrap this baby up. I will entertain a motion to adjourn. All right, Councilor Acker.